on the Triple M app and on your radio. This is the Rush Hour with Rui and Billy, and it's been 2 weeks, Bill, not even. We've had 9 shows and you've got an idiot file.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
No, because I think there'll be a lot taken out of last year, because I think I've been very good as the host.
Well, Rui's first 2 seconds on the show, you couldn't get the word privilege out.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a good start. It would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I
f***ed that up.
Well, let's get stuck into it.
It's a little bit like over down at Geelong, Paddy Dangerfield. A lot of talk about his groins and what he might do this year. What are you hearing?
Yeah, same. Who's the doctor? Was at North Melbourne and is in Adelaide. Him.
Yep.
And they shut up, rabbit.
Geelong and Richmond are going to be around the mark. West Coast Eagles have probably got one more.
Write this down and we'll put it in the turnstile or whatever it is.
The two teams have played.
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Well, there is an unusual one. It's over in Dutch. What's that called? Holland or wherever?
Netherlands.
Netherlands. I got Lukey Phillip here. Bins, that's me, by the way, still owes me an apology.
An apology.
This would make up for it. Now, this is interesting because we had little, what was his name?
Matty, Marcus Sinclair.
Last night. Who do we have on?
Marcus Sinclair.
You guys are so shit.
His name's Marcus Harris.
You've gone Marcus Sinclair. He's gone Matty. He's just opening Sinclair the batting
Harris
for Australia.
Well, his surname's Harris.
I was trying to lead you into it, Bill. I was leading you in.
I feel good.
Loving it down here in Geelong. Beautiful blue skies, sunshiny day, and could have think of nothing more than to sit here and look at you, Rabsy, and especially Joey Montagna over there. Well, that's why we've got you on, and I'm fascinated by this. I've got no idea what cryptocurrency is, but the papers weren't saying that. They said he might have surgery, but you said when you go and see old Justin Fellows or whatever his name is.
Julian Fellows,
Justin's brother, yeah. Julian.
Joe Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes, it is indeed, and I'm very happy to announce... Hey, what about Joe Ingles? I just saw this during the week. He is now the Utah Jazz highest three-point shooter. That is unbelievable, mate. Like, that is so good. Do they retire his jumper or does it go up in
his
the stadium?
His jumper. Oh, jersey.
What do they wear? Singlet? Well, yeah, our girl Ash Barty, who's into the Yarra Valley semifinals. She's number one, of course. There's a lot of Russians.
Serena's at 10.
Serena's at 10. Number 8, Bianca Andreescu. She's a good player.
Andreescu
from Canada, yes.
Yep.
And then I like number seeded 26, Yula Putintseva.
Putintseva?
That's it.
Yep, that's right. That. So her, she got built.
Number 29, another Russian. We love the Russians. her name is Ekaterina Alexandrova.
Alexandrova,
That's it.
Yeah.
And my favourite is number 32, Veronica. Could have met Rover.
Not Rover.
Yes, Rover.
Could have met Rover. I've played twice this week, and I'm sore. I tell you what, it's no good for me playing basketball.
You'd be little too.
I'm a little point guard. I'm like
who?
Isaiah Thomas.
Paddy Mills.
Paddy Mills. But so I need to do some sort of exercise, Bill. So it's good that I can.
Melly. I get on the wrong train or the plane. I'm not great at all that stuff. What do you call that when you
just
nothing? I'm not great at that. But first of all, I must welcome our special guest, and it is a great privilege, even great honour, to sit in the studio with this man. Big news at Triple M. Jason Dunstall, Nick Revolt joined Triple M Footy. Ewan Giles, who's our footy man, old chubby, he said, Nick's cutting analyst and sharp mind.
Analysis.
And sharp mind will add plenty to Triple M Footy.
It's back.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Just coming out of a samba. Hey, Rui, I don't know if you've heard this, but this is the quote of the day, and they're always very good. Slumber. And he can play good tennis, so well done. He beat the 29th seed, old Hugo, and they even Ugo. But Bernard Tomic also had a win. Now, Dennis, what about Dennis? Now, I'm all over this bloke because I love him. Shapovalov.
Shapovalov.
Shapovalov. No doubt about that. And also, do you know Sue Wee Snitch? I don't reckon that'd be a name.
That's
very unorthodox
I
style
it's
player.
Sue Wee Shay.
I thought the H would be silent. Anyway, but she's
as opposed to Snitch. The guy that was going to be, you know, second fiddle,
yes.
your Ablett to your Brownless.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which was going to be...
Good comparison. Yeah.
Thank you. You had to think about which way around that was then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sam Wiedemann now we're here.
It was a hair apparent.
Air apparent.
Yeah. Yep.
She's in foal now and be off to the breeding barn.
This is your horse, Bill.
This is exactly. I got a horse. So I had a couple with Kieran. Very good too. Very accessible. You can go to his house over there. And
he's what, sorry?
Accessible. Tell us about the 2021 KFC AFL Super Coach Ambassadorship.
Yeah, it was
Fair dinkum. Bill, you couldn't make that
How
up.
Have you found him this week, Roo?
Well, you know what that package told me?
Yeah.
Is that you're improving. Because there was a lot from week one where you're off a spell.
Actually, I like
so
that.
A little bit rusty off a spell. And then this week, much better. But
second up, good.
The tennis hasn't been kind to you,
has
it? The tennis,
actually,
it's not a good month for you, the tennis.
No more tennis names, right? I'm just going to call it the Aussie or the Russian.
Right.
Okay, so no more
Can
tennis
Can you say
names.
Privilege?
Privilege.
Good. And you also called Nick just a guest. And he's been a host for the week.
Well, he's a guest host.
He's a guest host.
But he's been very good. But thanks, no more tennis names. But that I like that. I was ordinary week one, but I've improved week two. And next week with Daisy, I will be
be smoking.
Well, yeah. You're doing a creme le menthe.
What? Creme de la creme, maybe? Or
creme de la creme
le menthe.